Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we reach deep down to summon every ounce of strength imaginable just to get out of the bed in the morning, and then we talk about the news. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I am sick. I don't feel good. I got congested head. I got the thick skull. I'm joined with by Deanna, Dee Dee Rose. What's up?
I'm also sick.
Sick with it.
Yeah, congratulations if you're listening to this podcast and you're not sick, because everybody on this podcast is sick.
Hit our third sick seat.
Sick.
That was me saying hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Was that cough?
Mm-hmm. Our greeting is now just expectorating something.
I never expectorated it would come to this, but
hawk up some friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friends who lugged together stay together. Yeah. Listeners, we're dying. Three folks have entered this podcast. No telling how many will leave, but. Yeah.
Much like the planet, I am getting hotter and dying at one time.
Yeah, no. Wait, do you mean like hotter, like attractive, or like temperature?
Listener's choice.
Fair enough.
Depends on what you think of me. I don't know.
Maybe it's both.
The saddest thing is I don't think of you at all. That's not true. I just remembered something like that from a movie once.
Yeah, that would have been a mean thing to say because I think about you all the time.
Yeah, I think about you.
Kennedy, I think about you too. You be thinking about us?
I think about you both.
Look at that. Listeners, we think about you too. You know what? We have some listeners that are very special to us, and we know that they think of us, and they show us that they're thinking of us by supporting us over at patreon.com/worstweekyet.
Yeah, it's a real collection of thinkers over there on the bonus feed.
Big brain activity.
So many wrinkles. There isn't a smooth brain in sight. Folks, if you'd like to support the show or get access to some of our bonus content, head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet. You can sign up. You can give us a couple bucks. You can do whatever the fuck you want. I'm sick. I don't care. But the one thing.
Also, if you don't want to sign up for the Patreon, there's a flash drive in a bathroom in Chicago that has all the bonus episodes on it, and it's just for one lucky person to find.
Speaking of Chicago, did I tell you that I was out partying till 2:30 in the morning, sober?
What?
I went to see Radio Free Tote Bag last week. We went to the show was at a bar. Then we went to another bar for the after party. Then we ended up in a hotel room in downtown Chicago for the after party. And I was out till 2. I didn't get home till like 3, just completely sober. It was awesome. But it was really
Why
fun.
Were you completely sober?
I haven't been drinking.
Fatty liver disease.
I got that.
You
I got
quit
that.
Drinking?
Yeah. I've only drank. I had one White Claw on Christmas Eve. But other than that, I haven't drank since November.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta That's be cool. thinning out them livers.
Yeah.
I haven't drank in like 7 years, so I'm supportive.
Solidarity. How's your liver look?
What about my liver looks immaculate, okay? My liver looks like a Gordon Ramsay dish, all right?
Deanna, what's your liver like?
My liver's all right. One of the few organs that has made the cut. I don't have, you know, because I'd be just exiting things out of myself. So no spleen, no appendix.
You are one of the loosest people I know when it comes to keeping your organs inside your body. You're just getting rid of all that shit.
I don't give a fuck. Also, like,
you gonna drop a kidney at some point, maybe?
It's dead weight. Honestly, almost I did. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think my liver is okay, despite the fact that my diet consists primarily of cigarettes, tequila, and psych meds. But I
That's a balanced diet. All the food groups represented.
Yeah, I do drink water, though.
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, this is the worst ad read I've ever done, by the way. I just remembered we're in the middle of plugging our Patreon.
Sign up
on
Patreon.
We told you we're not doing good.
Sign up on Patreon.
We told you, listeners.
Week yet. Listen,
if you give $10 a month, we say your name.
That's a bonus content.
Yeah. We say your name. We say your name. We say all your names. If you give $10 a month, it's a big thank you.
Say them.
John C. Yonders, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions Downer, Mega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Trupin, Brienne, Nick Adams, parentheses Alpha Male, Idnix, and CIA Brain Bugs. Patreon.com/worst.
It kind of sounds like you're telling Andrea Humphrey that they fuck like your dad, like them specifically.
Hey, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. There's no way to know.
No way to know.
You should just say you fuck like my dad after each name. Like,
Chauncey Yonders, you fuck like my dad. Oh fuck. Yeah, we're gonna do, I don't know. Look. We got
bonus stuff.
We've got stuff.
We've got a lot of surprising bonus content coming up, and it will be as surprising for you all as it is for us because we haven't thought of it yet.
We actually not only have thought of it, but we've also promised it. Final Destination February.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
That's right. I remembered, folks. We'll get to that. Not on this show. We'll get to that behind the paywall, motherfucker. Right now, though, we have a lot of news to cover, and
Good.
And we're rapidly deteriorating, so let's get to it.
We truly are. So this is a bit out of the ordinary for us, but we actually, this week we're going to start, there's been a lot of drama coming out of the world of rap, of hip hop, if you will. And, you know, this all stemmed from a track where Nicki Minaj actually got called out by name. So this is a little unorthodox for this show, but I want to play this this verse in particular for the two of you, and then we can discuss it after. So let's go ahead and check this out real quick.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no cap. Look at the graphs. Look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You go into prison, I'm on television. Dogs, no one knows who you are.
So,
what is it with every white conservative guy that insults rap as a genre eventually makes a rap song?
So, if you remember, you probably don't remember this. I did not remember this, but there was a tweet in 2012 where Ben Shapiro said, "Rap is not music."
I do remember.
Just a short decade and change later, he's out here dropping tracks, dropping bars, dog. Deanna, you haven't said anything about the hot fire that is Ben Shapiro's new track that he dropped.
I am frankly astounded. Ooh. Also, I mean, bold to bring the yarmulke into it.
Yeah, no cap.
No cap.
A small cap, a small circular cap.
It just covers your bald spot.
Ooh, if I get a yarmulke, would it be weird to wear it on my forehead?
Ask Ben Shapiro.
He won't return my calls. But yeah, so listeners, I don't know. I really just wanted, I was assuming that Deanna, you hadn't seen that. Kennedy, had you seen the Ben Shapiro? Had you heard the Ben Shapiro rap?
I had heard of it, but I hadn't actually heard it. Yet.
I had heard
I saw Nicki Minaj put him on blast.
Yeah, no, she actually congratulated him for hitting number one on the Billboard charts. Nicki Minaj is, there is actually rap drama this week with Nicki Minaj and calling out Megan Thee Stallion for some I don't fucking know.
Yeah, no, just I don't know enough being about mean. That. Just being mean. I do know about.
Nicki Minaj said about this song, quote unquote, Ben Shapiro put out this record. He said his comment sections are filled with woke Karens. The song is number one on US iTunes. Laughing emoji, angry laughing emoji. You know which one I mean.
Yeah.
Sobbing. What is really happening? Who's that other man rapping? Is this real life? ! !! He said, Nicki, take some notes. Nah. Laughing. Ayo, nah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's really bad. We live in hell. But you
I kind of want to hear it again.
Sign up for the Patreon. It's, you know, we're just playing that on repeat over there. I don't want to play it again on the podcast. I'm actually not sure if you can play songs on podcasts all like that. But
we're just gonna take our chances, I think.
Yeah, you know what? If any of you work for like the
Clear,
records
Clear Channel,
yeah. If any of you work for Clear Channel, first of all, kill yourselves. No, that's not true, but definitely support our Patreon. Speaking of Ben Shapiro, this week,
shut up.
This week, Ben was in the news for another reason. He took a trip to Auschwitz with Elon Musk, friend of the show. Friends, I guess you could say, of the show. Elon Musk visited Auschwitz as part of his no, you guys, I'm definitely not anti-Semitic, I have a bunch of Jewish friends, I swear to God tour. So after the visit, after he went to the Holocaust, he was speaking at some conference or some shit where Elon Musk made the case that if Twitter had been around in the 1940s, that a lot of Jewish people would have been saved from the Holocaust.
How do you even, what is the mental gymnastics that he went through to get there?
Some random
crazy
fucking,
how Twitter hasn't stopped any genocides that I've seen, but you know.
Some guy made a video that was like a bunch of fake tweets that was like, people, they were like, as looked like tweets that people would be tweeting at the time of the Holocaust. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the world needs to see what's happening in the ghettos in Warsaw or whatever, like all that shit. And like the absurdity, like you said, of there's literally genocide happening right now and people are tweeting about it and nobody's stopping it at all.
Yeah, Elon, yeah. Why don't you do something? Instead, you're actually enabling genocide by being a real piece of shit.
I want to point out there's been like probably a dozen or more genocides since Twitter started.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
putting that out there.
Who's counting?
I'm also going to put it out there that if Twitter existed during World War II, we would have had tweets like, "Well, you know, I'm not anti-Semitic, but I think it's fair to ask the Jewish question."
Yeah. We also would have had tweets from Nancy Pelosi being like, "Is Putin funding Hitler?" But yeah, I really like.
We would have had tweets from Joe Biden going, "Give me a full Democratic House and Senate, and I'll stop the Nazis, Jack."
I thought that this was like perfect because like Elon, clearly such a fucking stupid piece of shit, but like if you think about what he's trying to say with this, like he's literally doing the Mark Wahlberg, like, "If I'd been there, it wouldn't have gone down like that" bit, but about the Holocaust. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy also to me because I often think about the fact that, like, I remember when we were learning about the Holocaust in school and like there's this sense of how did people let this happen? But like, especially recently, there are so many people speaking up about what's happening between Israel and Palestine. And like, it's still just happening. Like, it doesn't matter how many people are fucking upset about it. It's happening anyways. And that really fucked me up. So, you know,
yeah, it feels
Elon,
less like, how did we let this happen? And more like, how did we manage to stop a genocide for once?
Yeah.
Like, but how did we manage to actually halt this one in its tracks, even though it went way too far before we did? It's like, well, somebody still did eventually step in and stop it.
Well, we managed to halt this one or that one because it stopped benefiting us. And then once Pearl Harbor was attacked, then we were the victims and then we had to do something. Because otherwise America was like totally cool and fine with letting that happen.
I will say, and
to be clear, though, it wouldn't have mattered if America got involved. The Soviet Union won the war.
Yeah, that's
true.
I was going to say we didn't actually stop that. Fair. We didn't. But I will say,
not America.
I will say that, like, if I understand correctly, like, people like knew that there was something going on, but I don't think the details of what was happening with the Holocaust were that all that clear, especially early on, like that people were being marched off to death camps. I don't think that like it was.
Oh no, it was.
Well, I don't think that people had like that information until after the fact. Am I wrong about that?
You mean
that?
Like in the news internationally?
Yeah.
No, they did. Let's take a quick step back. We don't need to get too far into history on a dumb show, but let's take a quick step back and just remind everybody that Jewish people were being driven out of and pogromed in various European countries for like 100 years leading up to the Holocaust. It was, everybody knew what the fuck was happening and they were just co-signing it.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. I was just going to say that like
reminder that when
the general public, were they aware like literally of all of it? Are you sure?
A lot of it, quite a lot of it, more than you think, not 100% of it, but more than you think.
The only reason I'm bringing that up is like
there were revelations that only happened after the camps were closed.
Like with the current situation, we have a lot more like access to real time on the ground stuff from the perspective of those being victimized than people had back in those days. And so like the fact that this genocide is happening, even though we understand at least the same, if not a lot more about what is going on in real time, just to say that like Elon's a fucking idiot. Twitter is not stopping anything.
No, what I will say to agree with you is that something like the Diary of Anne Frank only came out after the fact, right? But in modern times, we can read the diaries of Gazans who are being killed in real time on the internet. That's different. Okay. So that is different. The other thing I'll say though is that here's the reminder that yes, people knew what was going on. And you can tell in part because when they went and closed the camps, they were like, well, we'll leave some of the gay people in there.
Ooh.
Don't forget that part.
Like I said, I was mostly just trying to say that Elon's a fucking idiot and very wrong.
And he is. I will say, again, to agree with you, there are much more, there is greater access to primary sources as opposed to secondary sources. But secondary sources were reporting on what the fuck was actually happening then. And people did know. Like
a lot of people looked the other way, just like what's happening now. So when you ask yourself, how did this happen back then? But then you yourself are just like sitting on the couch like, well, I guess this Israel thing seems complicated. I don't know. Well, it's you. It's you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in June of 1942, there was straight up a headline in a newspaper in the UK that said, Germans murder 700,000 Jews in Poland.
Right.
So, yeah.
And at the same time, the UK considered Jewish people to be, quote unquote, unassimilable because our cultural differences were too pronounced. And so therefore, while the UK was wringing its hands about this happening, they were also saying, but you can't come here.
Well, naturally.
You don't have to go home.
Oh, geez. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to talk about something fun.
Yeah, let's go back to making jokes. But folks, sometimes you need this dose of reality. I'm sorry.
Ron DePantspiss, he's out. Folks,
my favorite name to call him.
It's a good one. You really knocked it out. I'm
surprised Trump didn't come up with that one. You know, like he was trying to come up with something.
I will say this is something that I bring up frequently in conversation. My friend Deanna, funnier than Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know what? I'll vouch for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't come up that much, but every time it does, I'm like, no, definitely.
Cosine.
So, yeah, Ron DeSantis, he dropped out over the last weekend before he would have gotten embarrassed in the New Hampshire primary, which Donald Trump, he won pretty handily. You know, Nikki Haley, she was like, this is my chance. And she did not deliver, but she's sticking in the race.
She performed okay in New Hampshire, but the thing about that is...
And she did it in heels.
The thing about that is that New Hampshire lets independents vote in whatever primaries they want. So tons of independents, many of whom in exit polls said that they more so identify as Democrat than Republican, voted for Nikki Haley. Lots of moderates voted for Nikki Haley. All these people that just wouldn't vote in most Republican primaries. So have fun, Nikki. I wonder, is this like, remember when like Elizabeth Warren wouldn't drop out and it turned out that like there were some like huge evil money folks just dumping obscene amounts of money into her campaign, insisting she stay in for no real reason?
Well, Nikki Haley's biggest funder is like the Koch organization. Like, yeah, the Koch, like, the Kochs hate Donald Trump. You know? The Kochs hate Donald Trump. They're like, most of the Republican billionaire class or whatever, they're like, yeah, Trump's fine. You know, maybe he's like bad. He has mean tweets or whatever, but he'll be fine. But like the Kochs, though they're like evil libertarian fucking scumbags, and also I think one of them is now a ghost.
Yeah, one of them's a ghost now. So it's the Koch brother, actually.
they definitely like prefer like that neoliberal, like kind of like laissez-faire, you know, more, they want a little
bit
more.
They want Bloomberg for president.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they are funding Nikki Haley and they don't want her to drop out. And, so she said she's going to stay in. Now the next Republican primary is her home state of South Carolina. And so if she gets blown out there, it's going to be really hard to make the argument, but you know, maybe they're just like, hey, we'll keep giving you money even if you lose every election. Just like if Donald Trump dies, you're going
to. I was about to
say,
is this a Donald Trump death contingency plan? I was literally just about to ask.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like stay in the race just in case Donald Trump kicks it. He's looking shaky these days. I'm not just saying that.
I will say a dead Donald Trump, I still think could win.
Dead Donald Trump might be funnier than me.
Yeah, living Donald Trump, you're way funnier. But dead Donald Trump, oof.
That's one of the funniest things around.
Yeah, that would beat out, like, that would beat Eddie Pepitone.
Also, while we're talking about New Hampshire, apparently there was, like, a deep fake robocall where Joe Biden called a bunch of people and told them not to vote.
But hell it was, yeah.
It was, like, you know, some kind of deep fake AI, some bullshit. I don't even fucking know, but
oh my God, it's so easy to make a Joe Biden voice these days. Actually, I do it all the time to harass my friends. I'll just send them little voice notes from Joe Biden. Like, hey Jack, you gotta get on Minecraft and play with me.
Wow. Deanna, quick question. Have you ever received one of those messages?
I was just about to say, wow. Well, how nice to find out that I must not be Kennedy's friend, because I've never gotten a custom Joe Biden cameo voice message.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, me neither, but it's not like I drove halfway across the country to hang out with Kennedy or anything, you know.
Okay, but you two both insists on our friendship has to take place over text message, which makes sending certain kinds of digital humor more of a hassle, whereas the people that I'm talking about that get these messages get them on Discord.
Okay, well, if you explain how to use Discord to me, I'll be there.
I won't.
I could do that.
Okay. Can you explain it in a text message?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks. That would really help me.
So
honestly, the WikiHow article on how to use Discord, it's very dumbed down, but it will get you there.
Well, I am very dumb, so if you could send that in a text message, I'll just...
If things can be dumbed down, is it possible that people could be dumbed up?
Ooh, yes.
I guess we'd be smarted up. I don't know how anything dumbed works. Up. I'm sick. This week, Donald Trump was ordered to pay $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll in his defamation lawsuit that he lost because he defamed her. Now, I saw a lot of people dunking on Trump, making fun of him, laughing about it. But I don't know. I don't think there's any point of doing monetary, like a big, celebrating a big monetary ruling like that, because like doesn't mean anything. It literally means nothing. Alex Jones has not paid a fucking cent of the billion plus dollars that he owes, and he's not going, he probably never will. So it's like, yeah, you got like this symbol, but like I don't know.
Also, it doesn't take it back. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't undo it. It doesn't take it back. She can't be undefamed. Like, she can't be. None of this retracts anything.
Yeah, it's not restorative in any way.
Nothing is fixed.
And it's also not punitive in any way. So the justice system fails by both progressive and conservative metrics. Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Flop era. Judiciary flop era.
Ooh, it's been a long era. Hey, speaking of long eras. No, that doesn't transition at all to this next story.
Do it anyways. Just barge through.
Speaking of long eras, this week, Vladimir Putin signed a...
Okay, but Putin's had kind of a long era.
You know what? He's kind of an icon.
Yeah. Yeah. Name a longer era, Putin.
He left for a while and came back. Like, how do you top that? This week, Vladimir Putin...
He's like a rock star who, like, had his whole original career and then, like, had a hit album 20 years later unexpectedly.
Yeah. This week, he signed a decree that allocates funding towards attempting to reclaim Russian property. Now, the reason that this is news is because many are speculating that this is, like, the first step towards Russia trying to take Alaska back. So, like... I don't know. Here's the thing. Alaska, huge state, sparsely populated, but the people of Alaska are so fucking crazy. This is I think the one war I don't know if I like Russia's chances in. Like, yeah, you're going to have to deal with
it. It would be a wacky time.
You're going to have to deal with people who like it got like their fifth DUI and then moved to a shack on the snow. Like, I guess Russia also has like, they can't use regular Russian forces. They have to only use like Siberian Russian troops. They have to use people that are like in the snow already. You can't use people from fucking Moscow. Get out of here.
Not your soft Moscow hands. What's your question?
Not the woke residents of St. Petersburg.
Trimmed
question
cuticles.
Before I commit to this next quip. Is Civil War II our top story this week?
Sure is.
Okay. I'll just briefly say, based on some things Alaska's been doing lately, maybe they could have it. I don't know.
Yeah, I also kind of feel like Alaska, like a part of me thinks that those people would fight like hell, but I also think they, to some extent, some of them don't care that they're Americans. They're like, there are people there that are grandfathered into like homesteading things from before Alaska was a state. And so I feel like if they're like, if Russia is going to respect my individual sovereignty, then fuck it. Call it Russia. We don't care. We're Alaska.
Fair enough. As long as Russia doesn't make me take down my Confederate flag, I'll be fine, right?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, again, they are closer to Russia than they are to the Confederacy.
Confederate flags in Alaska is something that just hurts.
We saw them.
I saw them.
I know it's real. I know it's real. I'm just saying it. Every time I think about it, it hurts so deep.
You have to cross the border between the U.S. and Canada twice before you get to the Mason-Dixon line.
You also have to drive through Boise. I don't know. We'll see. RIP Alaska or welcome to whatever.
Russia in power, Alaska.
Sarah Palin is going to be able to see Russia from her house, even like if she's like in a room with no windows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. Her house will be in Russia.
Thank you.
I got you. I got you, dog. The brain trust.
I am struggling. We live in hell this week. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, he actually vetoed a bill, a law that passed through their legislation that would ban all gender-affirming care for trans kids. Then the legislators overrided his veto. So now within 90 days, trans kids in Ohio will no longer be able to get gender affirming care. So that's great. And here's the
thing. Cool.
I don't know if you've seen how annoying I've been online lately, but,
it's more than usual.
It is because I now have been like, too many people are telling me to vote for Joe Biden. I have to yell about why I'm not going to. You know what? Fuck this story. We have to stop. Kennedy, can you tell us about what happened to you last week? We forgot to talk about it on the show. Speaking of voting for Joe Biden.
I am voting for Joe Biden.
And why?
Not because I particularly want to, not because I have any particular taste for this man or his policies, but because I said, libs, if you want me to vote for Joe Biden, one of you has to give $2,000 to a pro defund the police organization of your choice. Now, I want to be clear that I did speak with my lawyer about this because it is illegal to sell your vote. We believe that what I did is legal, because it is protected speech to exchange your vote for something under certain circumstances if it's not selling it, such as like a vote swap is protected speech.
Okay.
And because this is not something that I personally monetarily benefit from, and I allowed the person to choose an organization in their own city, you know, there was no requirement of things like that, I should be fine, most likely. However, I say all this because I want to warn people while I tell this story that right after I did this, some people were posting online, well, I'll sell my vote for $1,500. You can have my vote for $5,000. And I'm like, please stop.
In case you missed this detail, listeners.
I'm intentionally pushing the edge of the law with knowledge of what I'm doing. You're just breaking the law. And to be clear, no one has to buy your vote. If you post, I will sell my vote, you have committed a federal crime.
And honestly, like, I don't really care about crimes, but like, don't get popped for doing a bit on Twitter.
Or conversely, commit to the bit. Go down swinging.
Get the death penalty.
Get the death penalty. For those who missed this detail, Kennedy posted that they would vote for Joe Biden if somebody donated $2,000. And then somebody did.
So somebody donated $2,000 to BLM Cleveland.
And now it's smaller, Let's Joe Biden.
A smaller BLM org like that, probably a donation that'll actually help them get something done. I'm willing to vote for Joe Biden in exchange for that.
I accept these terms.
Yeah. I'm going to go vote that day anyway. It's just the question is, do I leave president blank like I did last time?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I was so mad after we stopped recording last week that I forgot to ask you about that. Just some light voter fraud. I don't know. We'll see. Folks, get creative with it. It's 2024. Don't just fucking vote under a dead person's name. Do something different. Do something new. But I'm not voting for Joe Biden. And the reason is because with all this anti-trans legislation that is being passed, a number of pro-LGBTQ organizations are vowing to, if not have already started the process of filing lawsuits against these rulings and laws. And what that will eventually lead to is a Supreme Court decision where the Supreme Court will have to decide whether or not trans kids can have health care. Or honestly, it's probably just going to be trans people in general. There have been like leaked fucking memos that the end game is to just make being trans illegal. This will eventually get to the Supreme Court, and we already know that Joe Biden let the Supreme Court take away abortion and didn't put up much of a fucking fight. If it happens with trans healthcare, it'll be the exact same thing, because he wants to, you gotta respect the way the system works or whatever. The rule of law, you know. So fuck that guy, but good for everybody. Fuck Ohio too, if allegedly exists. Okay, let's switch gears here a little bit. This week, the Oscar nominations came out. Hollywood's biggest event of the year, where they get everybody together and they give them a little statue and say, hey, you did a good job on the movie there. There were some notable absences in the list of nominees. Specifically, both Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were left off of the nominations for the work they contributed to the movie Barbie. A lot of people were upset. And a lot of people were actively mad. Now, I will say Barbie was one of my favorite movies of last year. But like, in a way that it was really fun to watch. I don't think that, like, I don't know. It wasn't like doing something incredible that like deserves. I don't care either way.
I literally just could give a fuck about like people of the wealth giving other people of the wealth for awards for being good at being of the wealth. Like I think fuck you guys.
I think what is insulting about it though is that Ryan Gosling was nominated for something.
Oh yeah, that is insulting.
Like, I could care less if Barbie wins awards overall. I'm not attached. But, like, to be like, we're not nominating Margot Robbie or Greta Gerwig. We are nominating Ryan Gosling. It's just like, that's interesting.
Well, originally, I would have, like, maybe even entertained the idea that they should have gotten some nominations. But somebody chimed in that, you know, made me decide not only do I not care, but I also kind of hate it altogether. And that was, of course, this future president, Hillary Clinton. She made some, like, heartfelt post about how, you know, them not getting the Greta and Margot not getting the recognition they deserve, and you know, she ended it with hashtag Hillary Barbie.
I don't even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her thing was that, like, even if you're the most popular, you don't always win.
Oh yeah. She sucks so bad.
She does suck. Also, like, I don't that like. I don't know what purpose she was trying to serve with that. Except for like clawing for relevance.
Also, like, there were a lot of good movies last year.
They really were.
Did you realize that? Like,
I will say though, that one fucking movie with Paul Giamatti got nominated. That movie was boring as shit.
Yeah, that movie was so boring.
But I mean, I guess that's like an Oscars thing. They like those boring artsy movies, but yeah, man, it's fucking.
It's so deep because nothing happened.
Just, I mean, it was better than Skinamarink, but it didn't have much more of a plot. Okay, so I actually, for our next story, I want to ask the two of you a question. Now, I know that both of you's big weed guys, you know, smoking that allegedly, you know, if the DEA is listening. I want to ask a question. Have either of you ever gotten too high and did something a little nutty?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I will say usually, I don't smoke anymore, but I've definitely done that too. In my ganja days, if you will.
Last night I went to the goth winter ball on ketamine. So, you know, I don't think,
specifically too high just on weed.
Okay.
And I will say with marijuana, with cannabis, there's usually not much of a consequence. You know, you just kind of, if you get too high, usually you just kind of got to like sit down and make sure you're breathing for a while, wait for it to pass. It's okay.
Yeah. Like when I get too stoned and do something a little nutty, it's like ordering the vegetarian two-person meal from Taco Bell and eating all of it by myself. Like that's not.
Yeah. Like I've gotten too high and made an impulsive purchase once or twice.
Or like started a movie that I shouldn't have stayed awake for.
Mm.
Wild stuff.
I will say the reason I bring this up is because for one California woman, getting too high led to a bit of a different outcome. So this story began on Memorial Day in 2018 when 33-year-old Bryn Speyer was on a date with this 26-year-old guy named Chad O'Melia when he offered to let her hit his bong. Bryn took two hits off of the bong and became extremely high, and then she stabbed him over 100 times before stabbing herself in the face and neck. So, like, little bit too high, I guess.
You know? Okay.
Wow. Is she still living or has she deceased?
She's fine. Somehow. She also stabbed her dog, but I think the dog also didn't die. Chad O'Melia, super dead. 100 stabs.
Yeah, you don't usually live from 100 stabs.
So there was a trial that came to its conclusion this week, which is why we're talking about this now. I want Jins to guess what the ruling and what her sentence was.
I think that she was found...
Oh, sorry. She was a white lady.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that she was...
It's going to be like...
Found not guilty and her sentence was nothing.
No, she's going to be convicted of like manslaughter or something like that.
Well, she was found guilty. And she was sentenced to 100 hours of community service.
Wow.
The judge said she had no control over her actions after cannabis caused a psychotic break.
I think that her community service.
An hour for every stab.
I think that she should smoke a bong again and go visit Derek Chauvin in prison.
Ooh. That's creative. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The victim's family's family like started freaking the fuck out after the judge gave that ruling.
Yeah, I bet.
They were like, this literally just gives anybody in the state of California a license to kill if they smoke weed. Which, like, I'm sure that wouldn't be used proportionally to, you know, different kinds of people, if you want to know that. But this is crazy.
100 hours of community service for stabbing. Like,
stabbing to death a person who let you hit their weed. It was his weed.
I have so many questions about this. Like...
Wow. Yeah, that's...
I want to know why she actually stabbed him. Like, what actually happened?
Yeah, this is fucking bullshit, first of all.
She did say that she thought she was dead, and the only way she could come back to life was if she killed Chad. So.
Okay, and then my next question is, like, were there any, at the time, like, was there any testing done on like the material in the bong, a talk screen on her, a talk screen on him, because like I've heard lots of stories that, like, I have so many friends who have a story about like accidentally smoking crack or accidentally like smoking PCP or meth, like like something way harder than what they meant to smoke, because like they were offered a bong and it assumed it was weed, or they were offered a bong and there was residue in there from something else. And so like, to me, maybe I doubt that weed brought her to this psychotic break, but definitely if she like accidentally smoked fucking angel dust or something.
Well, I will say the story didn't say, but I feel like there's no way they wouldn't have mentioned that or tested for that. Like, I don't think that there's any way that they would just...
I don't know.
Like,
they bungle shit all the time.
Yeah, like, police aren't very good at stuff.
I don't know. You might be right, but...
I just am curious. I need more information, which we obviously don't have.
Oh, this reminds me. I have an update.
Ooh.
On something to share.
Okay.
Remember when my identity got stolen?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, they arrested that guy a couple days ago, finally.
Hell yeah.
In a quote-unquote brawl in an auto zone.
Yes.
I'm giving you direct journalism here because this is what I was told by the sergeant that has been in charge of this case. He told me all kinds of things. I don't know. He was supposed to tell me all the things he told me. Yes, he was arrested in a brawl in an auto zone.
Get so in the zone!
That part of my life saga is perhaps resolved. Also, the guy in question did a different ID crime. I don't know if I'm allowed to say exactly what it is, that was not to me, but he was apparently stealing lots of identities.
He just was having identity crisis.
Yeah, pretty much. He did a different ID crime that's a federal crime. So
he impersonated Joe Biden and called a bunch of voters in New Hampshire.
So that's a little update from my life. For once, the cops were mildly useful. It took them 6 months to find this guy that stole my ID. They almost arrested me first, but I guess good job.
You did it.
Good. You did it.
Wow. Way to go, police.
We did it, Joe.
Chalk one up.
Chalk one. That's one slash in the police side of the column. And ooh, I can't count that high on the other side. Deanna, what you got? You doing deep dives over there?
Yeah, well, because we have to put we have to put a few dashes in the other column about this incident.
What you looking for?
Okay, so she had been dating this guy for several weeks.
Yeah.
Something was going on there.
Something happened. Yeah, I want to know. I want to know. But I don't know that I'm ever going to find out.
Now, I have smoked weed and thought that I was dying many times, but I have never smoked weed and thought I was dying and been like, I should kill someone else to stop this. Yeah, I don't know.
Kill again?
I hope so. In fact, I'm going to go and find her and get her high. Let's move on. This week.
Andrew can fix her.
Yeah. Or she could fix me, if you know what I'm saying.
Involuntary manslaughter. How are you going to? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, not even just manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. No way.
Yeah.
It's clearly like second degree murder.
Also, like, yeah, no, fuck it. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to talk about something truly horrifying.
Oh, great.
We're heading on down to the deep south, and we're going to talk about a story out of Alabama, where this week the state executed a prisoner using nitrogen gas after this same prisoner survived a botched execution by lethal injection in 2022. They gave this fucking guy the lethal injection, and he didn't die. And then 2 years later, they're like, let's try something else to kill this guy.
These people always claim to be so religious and looking for God everywhere. If you tried to lethal inject a guy and it didn't work, might you just consider that a miracle?
Yeah.
Like, might you just consider that like a sign that maybe you're not supposed to kill this man?
Now, his lawyers argued that after the botched execution, that them doing this execution by use of nitrogen gas was... That's like an untested method. Like, this isn't something people do regularly. And his lawyers argued that this constituted cruel and unusual punishment. The state of Alabama responded, and this is a direct quote, LOL, get fucked. It might not be I might be paraphrasing a little bit. But anyways, so they carried out this execution this week, and he had a spiritual advisor, somebody in the room to witness what was happening. Now, the way that they described how this nitrogen gas execution would work is that he would drift off to unconsciousness before peacefully passing. Instead, what happened is he spent several minutes writhing in fucking pain and thrashing around. Though he was restrained, he was thrashing around and spitting and like just clearly suffering tremendously before then dying.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We live in a really bad place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes as fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not much to say about it other than it's fucking horrifying.
Pro-life.
Yeah. Pro-life, yeah. Except whenever we get to kill somebody in a fun new way. Yay.
Why was that decided on as the method?
I don't know what that process looks like. I do remember there was a story like a year or so ago.
Is they get like... They get some like He-Man villains all in like a shadowy cave And then those guys just shout out ideas like, what if we hung them by their toenails? I think that's how they make these decisions.
That sounds correct.
Like at this point, it would literally be less brutal to just chop his fucking head off. Like what the, I don't know.
At least you die instantly from that.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Highlander rules. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck this shit. Do you want to talk about some good news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good. It's, you know what? It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. That's why I sounded
like only half into
it. I didn't really buy it. Yeah. Like you said good news and I was like,
Well, you know, again, this isn't good news, but there's some good in it, I guess you could say. This week, you know, in continuing, you know, talking about the conflict between Israel and Palestine, there's been a lot of reports recently that Israel is once again doing something that they're not supposed to do, in that they are demolishing every building within 1 kilometer of the border of Gaza. And they're basically trying to create a buffer zone, which is one of the red lines that we said, like, hey, like no matter what, you can't like take territory or whatever, which clearly, you know, doesn't mean anything that we told them not to. They're doing it anyways.
Right.
But this week, so what they're doing is like, a lot of these buildings have been like partially destroyed or bombed out or anything, whatever. There aren't a lot of people there. So what Israel is doing is they're just like sending around like teams of troops and they're just planting explosives in these buildings and then detonating them. So this week, a team of, I believe about 20 IDF soldiers was in one of these buildings setting the explosives when a resistance fighter, shot an RPG at the building and it fucking exploded because it was a building full of explosives and they all died.
Wow.
So, you know, like I said, I don't know if you want to call this good news, but it is like, hey, you know, don't throw bombs when you're in a house full of bombs.
It is like the sort of, it sounds like a scene that would happen in like a Rambo movie.
This was the most Israeli troops that have been killed in one day since the start of the conflict. And the reason is because they were planting bombs in a building that they were not supposed to be doing that. And somebody, one of the resistance fighters just shot an RPG at him. Like the hubris to be like, yeah, we're going to just knock this building down. Fuck you. To then be like, oops, we are hanging out with a bunch of bombs. I don't know.
I think now is a great time to deploy right-wing favorite phrase, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
There it is. That's what I've been trying to say. Dan, I'm so glad you're here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did want to make the don't throw stones in glass houses, but all about bombs. And then I realized that, like, I can't do that. I'm either not funny enough.
Don't throw bombs anywhere, I think is...
That's actually probably good advice, you know?
Yeah.
We don't like, always give you great advice on this show, but I think Kennedy's right. Don't throw bombs anywhere.
Yeah, it's just not a super chill and cool thing to do.
I mean, although what I will point out is that a bomb is a key that can open any door. So, you know.
I hate that everything I see of Palestinian people... anything that's making it to social media is like so fucking horrifying. And then everything that makes it to social media of IDF soldiers is like them like literally dancing on fucking graves. I don't like.
It's not necessarily a great idea to just constantly broadcast yourself doing war crimes, but hey, if there is already proven to be no consequences for anything you do, why not?
Hey, have you considered Haig Schmaig?
I can't say that, but I do agree. Fuck. So I think that this is like a bigger story about the conflict is this week, the International Court of Justice, they finally released their ruling on the South Africa genocide case. Now, this was like a little bit confusing. I don't know quite what to make of it because the ICJ didn't full on say like demand a ceasefire. But from what I've heard from people who understand this shit a little better than me is that it actually might have been smarter not to, because of the fact that they can't enforce it if they directly call for a ceasefire and then can't enforce it. It's like, what was the point? It's just wasting time. So the ruling that they did release basically was saying that like what Israel is doing does constitute a genocide and they need to immediately stop, behaving in the way that they are to protect civilians and in Palestinian people. So, you know, it wasn't like quite as clear cut of a victory, but it still is a victory that like the International Court of Justice is like, hey, you guys are doing something bad here and you need to stop it. So naturally, the international community with this ruling, they made swift action. And what they did was they decided to cut off funding for the UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Hey, it was a simple word. Anyways, this is the largest aid organization inside of Gaza, and they have about 30,000 people that are employed. And so since October 7th, Israel is saying, has been accusing 12 individuals of being involved in the planning of October 7th, 12 employees of the UNRWA. Now, this is, if you don't remember, Israel, same people that said that 40 babies were beheaded. So, like, them making these accusations already, it's a little bit of a grain of salt. But the UNRWA also fired these 12 people that were accused. Now, 12 out of 30,000 is 0.0004%. So, like, you know, when Israel says that the UNRWA directly was involved in planning October 7th, it's like, I don't know, kind of a false statement, I guess you could say. But yeah, like I said, you know, the international courts said that Israel's doing something wrong and the United States and our allies responded by punishing Palestine.
Great. Wow.
You know, amazing. You know, it really makes you think.
I think the United States should fill a building with bombs and then walk inside of it and hang out.
I agree. I think that sounds like a great thing. I'll lead the way.
You know, Deanna, we tried that once and it was the most tragic day in our nation's history. So consider
January 6th.
Yeah.
The other 9/11. Yeah, I don't know. Also, I alluded to it earlier. Nancy Pelosi went on some fucking like Meet the Press or whatever this morning as of recording. And she said that you know, we got to do something to protect the Palestinian people. But I think a lot of these protests are actually being paid for by Russia and by Putin. So, you know, it's great that in the same sentence as liberals paying like lip service to be like vaguely acknowledging that people in Gaza are being collectively punished, in the same breath to be like, but you know, the people that are mad about it, they're actually just being paid by Putin. To which I would say, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Vladimir, go over there. We have been supporting you from day one.
Okay, here's the thing. If Putin is paying for the pro-Palestinian protests, pretty cool of you, Putin, actually.
Well, I would say it would be cool, but like, where the fuck is my money, dog? I went to a protest on my birthday and you didn't even send a card. Like, it would have been one thing if you sent a card with no money in it. Like, that's still sweet. But you didn't even send a card on my birthday.
Yeah. I've been waiting for these Russia dollars for fucking years, dude.
Well, I still haven't got my Soros checks from the Black Lives Matter protest in 2020.
I'm so backed up on protest checks. I mean,
I've already spent the money. I am doing very bad. Soros, Putin's, give me my money. Joe Biden also, you owe me $600, you piece of shit. Fuck you. Our final story for the week. Well, it's a sequel. It's a sequel to a story that has long been told. This, you know, you don't usually see a sequel coming out over 100 years after the original, but I'm pretty excited for this. Of course, I'm talking about Civil War II. Folks, we are teetering on the edge. Some shit is popping off. Deanna, do you know anything about, the current calls for civil war that have happened this week?
I do, in fact.
Hell yeah. So, listeners, if you somehow only get your news from us, I'll just give you a brief explainer. Over the last couple of years, especially since Joe Biden took office, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been getting more and more medieval in his treatment of migrants at the border. This was, you know, he at one point decided to start shipping human trafficking migrants to other states and cities, which is definitely illegal. Then recently he started erecting a bunch of razor wire along the border, and people trying to cross over the border have been getting maimed by it. So a while back, Joe Biden sent down, tried to get Department of Homeland Security to remove the razor wire, but Texas refused. So this ended up going to the Supreme Court. And
the highest court in the land.
The highest court in the land. And the Supreme Court, despite them being, you know, markedly conservative, they did rule that the federal government, they do have the ability to overrule state governments when it comes to national security.
They were like, Joe Biden said he respects the rule of law. We'll give him this one.
Yeah, yeah. To which Governor Greg Abbott of Texas responded, go fuck yourself. I'm going to keep doing what I want. So this week, we've seen tensions rising because Texas is now operating in direct defiance of an order of the federal government. And after this came out, a number of states across the country, I believe 25 governors pledged their allegiance to Texas as opposed to the United States. 25 governors, and funnily enough, Benjamin Netanyahu. He is pro-Confederacy 2.0. Go figure.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought? I don't really... Here's the thing is that, like, you know, people have been calling for a secession in a civil war or secession.
Texas.
Civil war.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that's going to happen. What I think the goal of Greg Abbott is to just make Biden look really bad in an election year, which he's crushing. He's destroying that goal.
Yeah, well, it's because this is what we're always talking about when we tell these folks that the Democrats can't just like waffle around and act like little babies about everything. It's because like you let these people take total control of the narrative. And now there are people who really believe there's an immigration crisis right now, even though it's lower than it has been in a long time. People believe that it's the worst that it's ever been because they're just completely propagandized by this shit. And because Joe Biden is a little limp-wristed baby, he's like, well, I can't really do anything about it, though, you know. Can't really, like, do – I can do a little, but I can't like, when people start acting fucking – seditionist towards your government, you should put your fucking foot down.
Yeah,
that's
kinda,
basic
common
sense.
You kind of
gotta
shut that shit down. You can't just be you can't just be like, yeah, well, like, if this, I don't think there's gonna be debates, but like, if there were debates in, you know, in this election year, and Trump's like, hey, remember whenever you just let the governor of a state walk all over you? Yeah, you look like a weak idiot. And
he is that.
He is. And it's, looks can be deceiving. This time they're not. Joe Biden has. Oh, now he did respond by offering up an immigration deal that is fucking draconian and fascist. And like he offered up a compromise to the Republicans, which is like, what if I made even worse election laws than Donald Trump was even proposing. Like, it is some fucked up shit in there. And they still aren't going to sign it because they're not doing it to get anything done. They're doing it to make us look bad or make Biden look bad. It's crazy that, like, Joe Biden would literally, rather than being like, hey, you're acting in opposition to the federal government, you're doing treason, fuck you. You know, it might be tough to win that case, but you definitely have a case.
A case, yeah.
Instead, he's like, what if I appease all of your demands and throw all the immigrants under the bus, and then you still don't even accept my terms, and I've just thrown immigrants under the bus for nothing? It's crazy. How the fuck does this dude expect to win an election?
With those people's votes.
They're not voting for him.
Well, he's got my vote. Right.
He's got the Kennedy contingent locked up, but you know, there's, I mean, he was, I don't know. This is so fucking frustrating. And like, just to be clear, like there's been stuff where, people are calling the, you know, recent waves of immigration an invasion. And that is like, that's fucking sick. That's twisted as fuck.
So twisted. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
That's a big part of how they're trying to justify this, is to be like, well, we're being invaded by a foreign nation. No, you're not.
No, like, we're not.
This is, you know, I've probably said this a million times, but like, the only reason that there are fucking any white people in this country is because our ancestors came here to live, to work here and live here. Like, that's all that people from Central and South America are trying to do.
And like, to be clear, when you say
invasion is so fucking crazy.
To be clear, when you say ancestors, like, I'm not talking like, yeah, for some families it's hundreds of years ago, but like, nah, my nanny, she's alive. She's out about 25 minutes from here. Like, the people in my family who came from elsewhere, I can go touch them. So this is not some like long storied thing. And it's watching the way that this also is constructed entirely around like certain immigrants is so gross and disgusting, because like the entire conversation around immigration, it focuses on people coming from South America, but there are lots of people immigrating from other places, and the people that are anti-immigration, I have shit to say about, you know, people coming from elsewhere.
I will say that, like, it's almost pointless to, like, call out hypocrisy for people like us, or, you know, just, it doesn't matter whenever, you know, random, even like whenever somebody with a fucking TV show calls it, like, all the hypocrisy that Jon Stewart called out over the years on The Daily Show, never fixed anything. But the one person who I think could make a difference in calling out hypocrisy is if fucking Joe Biden just went on TV and was like, your fucking family came here from Ireland. They didn't invade. They just came here. Shut the fuck up. Like, that's what you do, Joe. That's what you do. Don't let these fucking, these monsters set the narrative. Don't fucking play into their game by being like, okay, we'll shut down the border. No, stop it. Ugh. I'm sick of this shit. And I'm also sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just watching it all happen and continue to happen, I genuinely, like, I can't even wrap my mind around what platform Joe Biden is going to attempt to be running on. Like,
well, he's not Trump. Did you know that?
I had heard.
Yeah, he's not Donald Trump. So what else do you need? I haven't looked if this is true. Actually, I guess I can go look it up right now. I heard somebody say that Joe Biden's like campaign website doesn't even have any like policy goals on it or anything, or like a platform presented. What do you think his website is? JoeBiden.com?
Sounds true.
Sounds made up, but Joe Biden for president. Ooh, it is literally just, here's how much you could donate. Finish the job for the American people. Dog, you ain't started. What the fuck are you talking about? Store, donate by mail, work with us, your privacy rights, terms and conditions, accessibility, English, and Espanol. Those are my options here. No, what am I going to do? What are you going to do? Let's check out the Biden store while we're on here.
Oh. Not the store.
Oh, they have a dark Brandon color-changing mug where his eyes go from lasers to sunglasses. I'm going to kill myself. Kennedy, Deanna, thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
I'll end the show on a positive note and just say birds can see in 4 primary colors. That's your fact of the week.
Ooh, that's a bird fact. Donovan's not even here.
I will say that tigers, despite being orange, actually are camouflaged in green, verdant green environments because most of what they hunt doesn't have the correct rods and cones to see orange and just sees them as brown. And so they look like sticks.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate both of you having an animal fact. Here's an animal fact for you. My cat Biscuit is a fucking psycho.
Fact. That is a fact.
Fact.
He's currently
facts
tunneling.
Don't care about your feelings.
He was currently, when I said that, tunneling under the couch because he knocked the laser pointer under there. So I guess now I have to fucking flip the couch over to get it. Good job, Biscuit.
Here the fuck we go.
That's all the news. We got some exciting guests coming up. We're going to talk about Final Destination over at patreon.com/worstweekyet. So sign up if you want to hear that. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I won't be on for the next 2 weeks. So if you're going to miss me, you can follow me over at, on Elon Musk's Hellscape at DDDDeanna.
Ooh.
And we do have exciting guests in my stead.
Yeah. Some fill in folks. Oh my God. Anyways.
We're going. We're done. Patreon.com/worstweekyet.
Tune in again next week for more bad news.